Let's bring him in, Mike Kazi. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
All right. Before we talk racing, which we're going to talk a lot today, Richard Sherman looks like he's going to be released today by the Seahawks. You think another team's going to pick him up, or do you think he's going to retire?
I think another team will give him an offer if he's willing to take a lot less money, but I don't think he will.
Do you think the Giants might put that because of their defense or no?
No. The Giants aren't looking for a patch. They're looking for a long-term player that's going to make them better. And I don't know if Sherman makes them better at all because he's deteriorated a lot.
All right. That's the one thing that I want to think, except for Louisville getting kicked out of the ACC tournament.
No upsets yesterday. Louisville getting beat yesterday, that was no big deal. They got beat by the number one team in the country.
Yeah, but it's still Louisville. You know what I mean?
It's the number one team in the country. They got beat by Virginia. It's not like they got beat by East Jibip State.
And when you think about Virginia, who's the player you think about in years gone by?
The one guy that didn't make it, Ralph Sampson.
There you go. All right. Bing, 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 bing. That's why we have Mike in with sports. All right. what else you want to talk about?
With the basketball, yesterday there was no upsets for the first time in a long time. None of the apple carts got upset. All the higher seeds won, and you got Duke playing North Carolina for about the 87th time this year tonight. Everybody's going to be talking about that game, and that's going to be a flip of the coin. I would think that Duke beats North Carolina because North Carolina is not that good this year.
All right.
Other than that, Virginia's going to win, Xavier's going to win, and that'll probably be about the end of that. The SEC is going to be interesting. The bigger teams finally get to play today. A lot of the better teams got two byes in that tournament, but now they start cracking it up today. And if there's going to be any upsets, I think it's going to be in the SEC.
All right, where else do we want to go? We want to go to racing now?
No, we can go to baseball. The Phillies beat the Yankees yesterday 7-6. But like I said, you have to look at other things. Aaron Judge went 0-for-3 yesterday. He's hitting 100. That's not good. Stanton went 1-for-3. He's hitting around a 1-for-3. And Gregorius went 1-for-3, and he's hitting 300. So a couple of the guys that you're looking for production from, they're doing pretty good with Gregorius, Sanchez, and Stanton. Stanton. But the other big cog of the wheel, Aaron Judge, he's hitting 100. And you can paint it any way you want. Hitting 100 is hitting 100.
Yeah. 1-10.
That's not good.
No, it's not.
That's not going to cut it anywhere. Severino went 3-plus innings yesterday, only gave up 3 hits with 3 strikeouts. He threw well. Chapman pitched 2/3 of an inning, striking out 2 guys, but giving up a hit. So we still got about, what's today, the 10th, 11th?
Yeah.
You got 2 more weeks of spring training only, believe it or not, until the bell rings. So things should starting to get tighter for all these players right now.
All right. So now you said there was a big weekend in racing.
Yeah, Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa Bay Derby is this weekend. That's a derby prep, and it doesn't get the respect it does. A lot of horses that ran big in the Derby won the Tampa Bay Derby, so you should pay a little bit of attention to it. At least I think so, because you might get a runner coming out of this race this year that might make some noise, because there's a lot of runners, a lot of places that can make some noise this year. There's really no dominating horse right now. Starting with the 7th race tomorrow, it's a mile on the turf, and I got a frog in my throat. One horse I'm looking at in here is a 6-to-1 shot, the 3-horse for Boughton. This horse is 2-for-2 on the turf, running north of the border last year at Woodbine. And like I've been saying for the last 2 winters, these Woodbine horses come back running anywhere that they go. And 6-to-1 with Jose Ortiz on is a pretty good situation for me to look at. So I'm definitely going to use that horse in this race. A couple other horses I'm going to look at. One is going to be the 10-horse Blue Blood. That's another horse, 2-for-2 on the poly up at Woodbine, coming down here from Mark Case. and this horse is 8-1. So a couple of nice prices here that I'm looking at. Another one is going to be the 8-horse, One Fast Ride, trained by George Weaver, who's 1-for-1 lifetime. Got a win going 2 turns first time out at Tampa, and is picking up Lasix for this time around. So a very competitive race for these three-year-old colts. I like Verboten, as I said, the 3-horse, and I'm going to use the 10, Blue Blood, and the 8, One Fast Ride, and my exact is in this race. Moving right through the crowd, the card, the next race that I'm going to go to is going to be the 9th race. That's a 1 1/8 on the turf, the Grade 2 Hillsboro. Draws another good field in here of 10 horses, a very competitive field. If you have an angle in here that you like, definitely go with it. But the favorite's going to be 9, La Coronel, and I really don't like that horse in this race. I hope they bet the heck out of him. 3 horses I'm looking at. One is the 10, Proctor's Lodge, trained by Brendan Walsh. This horse ran very well up at Saratoga last summer in the Lake George and Lake Placid, winning both of those. Came back in the Queen Elizabeth at Keeneland in the fall, went off at 3-1, did not run very well, but here's the thing about Keeneland, you either like it or you don't, and maybe this horse just didn't like the turf course that day. 8-1 with Jose Ortiz for Brendan Walsh is a nice price. Another horse coming into this race in super good form is the 6 horse, Lovely Bernadette. This horse does not take her track with her. This horse is 3-for-3 in her last 3 starts, winning at Indiana Downs, Keeneland, and Churchill, winning on all different surfaces from firm to yielding. So Lovely Bernadette at 5-1 is a very nice play in this race. But my top pick is going to be the 5 horse, Daddy's Little Darling, trained by Ken McPeak. This horse ran 2nd in the Queen Elizabeth, came back to win the Miss Revere at Churchill Downs, and then come back to win the Santa Anita race, the American Oaks, on at the end of December. So this horse is in good form with some nice works at Payson Park. Leperu comes across to ride this horse tomorrow, and that's going to be my top pick in a very contentious race here. Like I said, any way you want to go, you can go if you have an angle, because it's worth using in this race. The 5, Daddy's Little Darling, with the 6, Lovely Bernadette, and the 10, Proctor's Lodge are my picks in that race. I'm going to take us right now to the big race of the day, the Tampa Bay Derby. This draws a field of 11 horses in it, so you're going to have a lot to choose from here as well. The way I went, it's some interesting things going on here, the way I looked at it. Free Drop Billy was supposed to run in the Fountain of Youth down at Gulfstream Park last weekend, was scratched for that to run here. So I would use the horse, but I would tread lightly with using that horse, because you take a look at him on the track before. If he looks good, use him. If he doesn't, toss him. The horse that won the Sam Davis, the prep for this race at Tampa, is in here. That's the 5, Flame Away. I don't know if he's going to get things his own way on the front end this time. He's got some accompanying speed on the inside of him with Grandpa Knows Best, and he has a sprinter on the outside of him that's going to definitely push him. That's the 8, Ward Off Trouble, trained by Jason Service. This horse ran a 7-furlong sprint at Tampa Bay Downs in a stake in the Pasco, and went 44 4.5 on top. So this horse is definitely going to not let Flame Away get away in this race. 2 horses that I'm looking at in this race, one is going to be the 3 horse, Vino Russo. This horse gets blinkers for the first time, ran 3rd in the Sam Davis. I think this horse needed the race, training well over at Palm Beach Downs. Pletcher moves this horse over with Johnny Velasquez up. All systems go for this horse tomorrow. And another horse that I'm going to look at is Kieran McLaughlin's horse, the 6 horse, Enticed. This horse won the Jockey Cup for 2-year-old colts at Churchill Downs at the end of November. Came back, ran a kind of even race in the Holy Bull, but definitely needed that race after being off for 2 months. And this horse should be tighter for Kieran McLaughlin tomorrow, too. So 2 horses I'm going to play here is the 3, Vino Rosso, and the 6, Enticed. And I'm going to see how Free Drop Billy looks on the track to round out my trifecta.